Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. At the end of the last segment, I was mentioning a presentation I gave on SHIELD, an acronym for sleep handling, stress, interactive, exercise, learning, and diet, and to the San Juan Rotary, and that it was a dialogue, interactive discussion of these different areas. And a couple of things came up. You know, one of them, there was a doctor there basically saying what he tells his patients, and more or less in tune with what we have been discussing. But there was one question he said that olive oil was really important, and to use olive oil for all your cooking and all, you know, eliminate the margarine and butter and all the other oils. And I asked about avocado oil, which I use quite a bit, and basically thought it was pretty healthy because avocado is one of the critical products that they in the Mediterranean diet that they recommend. And he sort of said, no, olive oil. So I went into the Google, and it looked like they're more or less similar. And then I did a chat GPT test. And this is the third time I'm starting to get comfortable with it. I just put olive oil versus avocado oil. In fact, I think avocado, and it said it finished out avocado oil, like a lot of people have been asking. And then, you know, and what it came back from ChatGPT was both olive oil and avocado oil are healthy fats, but they differ in flavor, cooking uses, and nutritional details. Here's a clear breakdown. And then, one of the main things is that olive oil is better for low to medium heat. You know, if you get over 375, it starts splattering. And it leaves has a more of a taste, you know, fruity, and it can get smoky kind of thing. So it's not as good for cooking, especially when it's getting kind of high heat, compared to avocado oil, which it gets up to 500, can handle 500, and olive oil, it has a strong fruity, whereas the avocado is more mild and neutral. So for cooking, olive oil tends to be a little bit better. They're both, in antioxidants, they're good. Olive oil is a little bit better. And it says that avocado is more expensive, that olive oil is usually cheaper, I'm not sure. And both are, rich in non-saturated fats, which are both heart healthy, and supposedly olive oil is a little bit more in antioxidants. So they're I have both. You can use it if you're gonna cook something, it won't add so much. Avocado is more neutral in terms of its taste. And by coincidence, there was a product that my Guillermo, son-in-law, recommended, and it's called the Graza, Graza. I got it in Costco, and it's Frissle high heat cooking oil, and it's basically 100% olive oil, and it says a glorious mix of olive. Pomace oil and our EVOO. Use Frissle instead of canola or vegetable oil for all your high heat cooking. So basically, it's 100% olive oil and made from olive oil, has a couple ingredients. So then it does the two things. It permits higher heat cooking, and it also reduces the taste, so it's more neutral. So I've been using it for a while, and it works pretty well. So it kind of I've been following the doctor, more olive oil, and then with this particular product, it handles the high heat and it reduces a little bit, neutralizes a little bit of the taste. So that was one of the takes on a comment that was made on the presentation. The other thing is, I mentioned that we're now recommending one drink for men, alcoholic drink, and in fact, that alcohol is no longer considered beneficial. And one of the members said that he drinks wine, and at his age, 86, you know what the heck? Yes, he wants to enjoy life, etc. And I didn't mention anything. I said, well, it's everything's personal. You have to make your balance, and you do a whole bunch of other things. And when I go to, for example, the baptism on Saturday, I had three or four glasses of wine over the course of the afternoon. So you can't get too hung up on things, because then you get frustrated, and that's not good either. But reflecting later on, I had started my talks on a joke about this person who was the waters were in flood, waters were rising, and three times they asked him to get on the boat to be saved, and he kept on saying that he believed in God and had faith, and that he would be okay. He ended up drowning, and when he went up to God, he said, how could you do this to me with the faith I have and the really my spiritual reliance on you, etc. And God said, well, I sent for you three times, So basically, the story is that we have to take care of ourselves. I mean, whether it's fate or destiny or a supreme being, whatever you believe in, there's things you don't control. And in terms of brain health, we don't. We no matter you can do everything perfectly well, or just about perfectly well, and you still may have dementia and Alzheimer. These things are to a great extent out of your control, but to a great extent they are in your control. And what I understand is that if you want to overdrink and have salt and have sweets, sugars and smoke and don't go to your doctor and use a CPAP for sleep, whatever, all these different things that we should be doing in dieting, etc. The acronym SHIELD. If you do you may enjoy a couple of years, but if you did these things, wouldn't you rather have 5 or 6 years, and wouldn't rather have that the quality of those be better? That's what I've been reading, and that's what I have espoused, sometimes you don't want to sort of make anybody, get argumentative with someone. But that was my reflection on that comment that, everybody has to make their own personal decisions, but there's pretty clear what is overall, best for your health and both physically and mentally. And so, there they are. There was an interesting article that came out on May 3rd in the Wall Street Journal, and it's interesting, how these different major newspapers are come into these well-being and all. And it says, the title is "Don't Get Too Comfortable. Your Quality of Life Depends on It." And then it's by Moshe Bar. Research shows that vitality is improved by challenging avoidance, stasis, which, keeping things stable and not upsetting things, and soothing habits, instead of leaning into uncertainty and discomfort. And basically, we've come to live, it says, build a world that can numb discomfort instantly. have artificial intelligence, makes life, you know, frictionless. You can very quickly find something. And you know, we risk removing the very frictions that keep human beings healthy. You know, effort and challenge, learning, and forward motion. So it says the next public health crisis may be stagnation, not stress. So basically, the main point of the article is that you have to challenge yourself. You have to keep on progressing in all your spheres, mental and spiritual and physical and even financial. Just don't lead yourself to a certain amount of discomfort. That try new things, risk things. It's good for your health. And so this progressive and view of dealing with life is what the message of this particular article. Very much in tune with SHIELD, learning and diet and interactive, getting involved with people and new things and all. Okay, well, that's the reflection arising from the AARP seminar on Friday and the presentation I gave to San Juan Rotary on Tuesday on brain health. Going back to the that saying or in the Nuevo Día that there's more value that the reflection is more valuable than memory. There was an article by I cite him quite a few times, Benjamin Torres Gotay, and it was the 3rd of May. The same day as the Wall Street Journal article, and he tells a story of his family, happy coming out of a shopping center with the two kids and the mother, and it ends up the father killing the mother and then committing suicide, but what caught my eye is as he's saying for the para la confección de esta columna dominical. Voy mirando los eventos de la semana, pensando en ellos, decidiendo primero cuál es el tema en el que tengo algo que decir que no se haya dicho o que no se haya dicho de la manera que desde mi punto de vista tiene que ser dicho, o en la que yo crea que hay un contexto, trasfondo o implicaciones importantes para ser acentuados. He said he has to for the preparation of this article. He takes events of that week and reflects on them and which is important for something that he can say new about it or what has been said about it, but he can say it differently because he believes it should be different. I remember. It sort of reminded me that that's exactly what I do for this program. Review events and articles and things that have happened and see which ones are relevant and which ones I think, I can come forward with some reflections that have some meaning for me and hopefully for all of you. At the end, he comes back, esto es lo que el país vive hoy en día y hay que hacer algo para cambiarlo. This all this area of the violence that's taken place is what our country is suffering, and we have to do something to change it. And he says, ojalá y sea finalmente escuchado, and hopefully it'll be finally be listened to. In the AARP seminar, one of the persons doing the presentation had a saying that asked us to repeat when this section of the audience says, todos sabemos, and then the other section, y nadie entendemos. We all know, but we don't understand. I sort of thinking as I think it's it seemed to me sabemos to know and to understand is pretty similar. I think the main problem is not, you know, first of all, learn and or listen, then learn and understand. But the most critical one, you know, is execute, you know, undertake it, get do it, get the thing done. And that is the biggest challenge. And in that regard, there was a really interesting article by Sonia, let me see if I could find it, by Sonia Yvette. She's saying that this third of May, you know, it's sometimes I changed the thing. They ended up being from the same day. Disciplina donde todo se sostiene, discipline where everything is sustained, and she goes through she writes so beautifully, and this is in the Nuevo Día, page 39 of that May 3rd, it's a Sunday, and she goes through and says that the critical thing is discipline and consistency, and that too many people don't finish what has to be done, they don't have the discipline to do it and the consistency to do it. And to get things done, you know, so to go from the thought and the plan to then the execution all the way through to the end is what's really tough. You know, it's a question of, and she brings it not only to the person, but she brings it to Puerto Rico as a malaise that we are suffering. I fully agree. You know how often I keep on saying, you know, we have to get out of the grandstand and onto the playing field, and each of us in our way, up to the extent that we want to, have to get involved and take action and help resolve the issues, and not just stand out there and criticize or philosophize and things like that, but, you know, to get down. She ends the article and says, y si no estamos dispuestos a sostenerlo, entonces nunca importó. A mí sí me importa. Mi ensamble, mi coro. I have talked about an article that she wrote before about the importance of how her chorus went from a very badly you know, orchestrated chorus to finally everybody working together. And she goes, "Le importa mi ensamble, mi coro, y mi país, and my nation, my country." Así que porque ningún país va a ser más serio que las personas que lo forman. And no country is going to be more serious than the people who form it. So it's a combination of our individual have to be disciplined and consistent and execute. And we all have to do it in order for the country to also be able to do it and to adopt this cultural change that has to take place. So this is Sonia Yvette Vélez Colón. And for the first time, it says, you know, that she's, I know she was a professor, a law professor. She's at the Catholic University, the law school at the Catholic University in Ponce. And she was the head of the administrative office for the court system. And she has a program, Hablando Derecho, but in Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico. So, you know, I've cited her a number of times, and I keep on saying I got somewhere or other. I hope I get to meet her, and hopefully she'll join the program. But it's very much in point with you know, what we have to get done. Going back to Torres Gotay, and his reflections on how, and goes along with Sonia Yvette Vélez Colón, this the need to get involved and to do things, and And of course, in Torres Godoy, it has to do with violence, and in Sonia Vélez Colón, it's more general. There were a couple of really good articles on people who are doing really effective work, and one of them is an article that came out. This was the 4th of May. This is I got the wrong article here. It is the 3rd of May, and it's a program at the Pan American hospital, and it deals with a section that they've developed for youth in that have mental problems, and how they treat these. I've run out of time, so Hector is waving. I've run out of time in this second segment. We'll be back right after pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.